It's the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. It's brought to you by Pike Nurseries, your neighborhood garden center, playing in the dirt for more than 50 years. Call now with your lawn and garden questions at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. And now, here's Walter.
It's 8:07 and News Talk WSB. This is Lawn and Garden. I'm Walter Reeves, the Georgia Gardener, celebrating this morning 25 years of being on WSB. Of course, sponsored the whole 25 years by Pike Nurseries here in Atlanta. We'll talk to Mickey Gathaway in just a minute about the Pike Pick of the Weekend, what is on sale there that you can save money. But I have been betrayed by my engineer, Jason Byers, who, after I got off the call with a gentleman just now who said he had planted a sequoia and it had not grown, and I said, yeah, great, they don't grow here. Jason, what do you find? What do you see?
My dad has one that he got from the Sequoia National Forest, yeah. And it is growing like a weed in his backyard.
Yes. Under certain circumstances.
It could be the perfect spot, perfect sun. It might just be that perfect place, but it works.
And what horticultural background does your dad have? Is there some magical foo-foo dust he puts on it?
No, he just collects all the oak leaves in the neighborhood and dumps them on top in the back of his Corvette.
You can't argue with success when you have a sequoia growing in Atlanta. Jason, congratulations to your dad. He's a better gardener than
I. It's a beautiful tree.
Beautiful tree. All right. I'm not going to recommend anybody go buy a sequoia, but okay, you might be able to grow one. It's sort of like the Colorado blue spruce. They're fine. They look great for 5-10 years, and then typically they peter out. But you know, I have the real expert here on the line right this very minute, Bob Byers, Jason's dad. Bob, did you really got a sequoia out there?
Well, yeah, it is a coastal redwood.
Coastal redwood, a little slightly different, but still one that I would say would not grow in Georgia.
Yeah, I ordered it from a tree farm in California.
Yeah.
When I got it, it was probably 2 foot tall. It's now at least 30.
Shucks.
It's huge.
Yeah, I've specifically said, Bob, I've said, no, those coastal redwoods, they need the moist, foggy air coming off of the California coast. That's why they grow there. Yeah. That's why they don't grow in Georgia. And certainly not 30 feet tall. No.
Oh, yeah. It's something else.
So Bob, tell me your technique of picking up leaves in your Corvette. How does that work?
I go around in the neighborhood where people have oak trees. They rake them, bag them for the county to haul them away. I pick them up, put them in my back end of my, open up the deck, the trunk lid of the Corvette, fill it full. I can get probably 8 bags packed in the back end up, standing up, and bring them home. And some I mulch, I grind up, and some I just pile up and let them rot.
Wow. Bob, you are the man, as we say in gardening. You the man, garden, Bob. So, this is what you say, Jason?
He does have a question.
Oh, and you have a question too, Bob.
Did
you have
a question? Right. If you're driving up 400 toward Dahlonega, in the media, those blankets of flowers they have in the middle, in the media up to there, is just solid. I want to know what those are and how I can grow them.
The ones I noticed in the fall, late summer and fall, is Cosmos, C-O-S-M-O-S, Cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out online, see some pictures online, and see if that's not Cosmos growing up there.
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You bet, Bob. Thank you for calling in this morning. It's great to talk to a gifted horticultural expert who can grow things better than I can, certainly, as most people can. Anyway, Jeremy is in Conyers and joins us on Lawn and Garden. Jeremy, hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's going on with your avocado and lemon trees?
Well, I'm just wondering if the setup I have is going to be enough to keep them from dying, because last year the little bit that I did, they died, but they came back.
Yeah. Are they outdoors? Where are they growing?
They're outdoors. The avocado tree, I believe, is about 4 years old.
Yeah.
And the lemon tree is 3.
All right, Jeremy, I don't want to be like me and Bob just now. I don't want you to call me in 10 years and say, yeah, I got my avocados yesterday. They're really tasty. I don't think you're going to get the avocado nor the lemon to live very much longer outdoors, and particularly when Kirk is saying 23 degrees on Sunday and colder than that perhaps next week. My bet is you're not going to get it without protection. Now, if you can somehow cover
them
with
plastic. Them protected.
What do you protect them with, plastic or something?
No, what I did is I took the tomato stands that I made, put around them, and I got a blanket pretty much around that to keep, like, the warmth in.
If you're willing to do that, if you're willing to protect them, then, yeah, you might get avocados and lemons. They've got to be pretty big. Both of them are going to be at least 8 to maybe 10 feet tall before they make much fruit on them. So they get to be pretty big before they fruit and flower.
Okay.
But hey, you know, do it. Jeremy, we're all out here just trying to see what'll work and what won't. And that is one of the beautiful, wonderful things about gardening. It is both a science and an art. And sometimes it is simply stubbornness that succeeds more than anything else. And if you stubbornly
getting that
do
avocado
it,
to grow was a bit of a pain.
Yeah. I would say in a year or two, Jeremy, call me back and tell me what happens with the avocado or the lemon tree. If they survive and produce, I want to know. Just like Bob Byers, his Coast Redwood, which I promise did not supposed to grow in Georgia. William is in Michigan and got some questions and thoughts about blue spruce and Doug firs, too. Hey, William, good morning.
Good morning, sir. I read an article that a Michigan professor in the University of Michigan hybrided, somehow cloned a blue spruce and a Douglas fir, and it produced a beautiful tree. But what I was wondering about is the transplantability. He said that it increased the survival rate by 50%, and I just wonder, what does that mean?
It means sometimes, if I'm understanding correctly, hybrids, whether it be plant hybrids or animal hybrids, either one, are more vigorous than either of the parents. Heterogeneous? Ooh, that's a big word. Yeah, hybrids many times are more vigorous, and in this case, maybe they root better as a hybrid than they do as a fir or spruce originally.
So in other words, there'd be more success at transplanting them.
That is correct.
So I have a question. If we in this country went to a live transplantable Christmas tree,
yeah,
and it was our president's pet project,
yeah,
and he could get more than enough money to build a functional wall.
Oh, William, if we're going to talk about the wall, William, I'm not going there very far now. You know that. Go ahead.
Well, I'm only asking, is he overlooking a viable commodity that would make this country great again from the ground up? A live Christmas tree versus the artificial dead market.
I see your point, William. I'm not sure that the Christmas tree wall is going to catch on. And I'm not really sure if spruce and Doug fir are going to grow in Texas, because I sure know they don't do very well either one here in Georgia. But I will take that under advisement. And if you care to submit that as an idea to the White House, then we'll see what they say. Maybe instead of a concrete or steel, it will be a tree wall. Perhaps so. It's 8:15 at News Talk WSB. You know what I want to do? I want to give away the weekend prize pack. Ashley Frasca, who's out there screening calls right this minute, but who is listening, I think, to tell me a number between 2 and 7, and it will determine who wins a family 4-pack of tickets to the Atlanta Gladiators Star Wars night, Saturday, January 26th at Infinite Energy Arena. Tickets on sale now, of course, at AtlantaGladiators.com. 4-pack of tickets, Atlanta Gladiators, Star Wars night, January 26th. Ashley Frasca. Thank you, Jason. Ashley Frasca, a number between 2 and 7. What number? 2?
Oh, right now?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, I wasn't ready.
Very
this
minute.
Is tough. Caller number 4.
Caller number 4, contest line 404-741-0750. And the fourth caller gets to see the Atlanta Gladiators on Star Wars night. Let's go to Richard in Kennesaw. Hey, Richard, good morning.
Morning, Walter. How are you doing?
Doing great, Richard. What's up?
I am interested in doing a soil test in my yard. I've been there about 15 years, never done one. I did one, 30 years ago, my first house.
Right.
Cobb County used to have in the public libraries where you get those sample bags?
Yeah, sure would. Sure would.
Send it off to probably University of Georgia for testing.
Got it.
Do they still have that?
Not to my knowledge in the libraries, but I have an expert here in the studio who's about to push the microphone button right there in front of you, Desiree. Yes, you are. Desiree Hyman is the marketing, PR, relations, and general all-around good egg from Pike Nursery. And Mickey tells me, Desiree, that Pike Nurseries, many of them have the soil sample bags. You may or may not know. I'm not sure you will or not.
Well, first, good morning. And
good morning, Desiree.
We do have soil sample bags right at the front of our store.
See, okay. Richard, there you go, from the expert right there.
Yeah, so you just need to go to Pike Nurseries. We've got you covered.
I can do it.
All right.
Thank you.
Nothing to it, Richard. Thanks so much for calling. 404-872-0750 is the number on Lawn and Garden. It's 817, and we'll be back after this.
It's a silver anniversary. 25 years of Walter Reeves and the Lawn and Garden Show right here on WSB.
Boy and his dog went out looking for the rainbow. You know what did they learn? Since that very day, walking by the river,
there's a redwood tree in here somewhere.
And running like a blue streak.
Uh-huh.
Through the fields and streams and meadows, laughing all the way.
There's a redwood tree, coast redwood. We don't know what kind, dawn redwood, maybe that too. The redwood tree's there in honor of our previous callers about redwood trees. And a quick weather update brought to you by Ackerman Security. Today, rain likely, evening thunderstorms, temperatures dropping from 63 to 33 tonight. Cold tomorrow, windy, high of 39, low of 23. And your full weekend forecast comes up in 10 minutes on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And my friend Joe Lample comes up right now. Welcome, Joe.
Good morning.
Good
How
morning.
Are you,
I'm well, thank you, sir. You are a, do you know the word peripatetic, Joe?
What?
Peripatetic
what?
Means someone who's just always on the move, who's always doing something. And Joe Lample, the host of Growing a Greener World, Joe and JoeGardner.com, is my friend and neighbor here in Atlanta, in Milton, Georgia.
Yeah.
And big times, big times.
Well, listen, you've been my hero for so long, and I just cannot believe 25 years, really? It blows my mind, but I'm just telling you, Walter, it's just, you do such a great service to those of us who get to hear you every Saturday morning. And I'm just proud to be your friend and to be a colleague. And, I can't imagine a Saturday morning without you in my ear. So, you know, I know a lot of people feel that way.
Well, Joe, it is my pleasure always to work with you because of course you do the guest expert hosting when I'm not in town. And if I didn't have somebody like you that I could rely on, I would be way lost, wouldn't be able to get out of town for vacations ever, but I can at least depend on Joe.
Yeah, we're happy to do that for you, Walter. We love that you're off having a great time, and we're back in the studio.
Yeah, right.
We have a great time, too.
Called in a couple of times, or not called in, but listened in a couple of times from Italy and Europe. It's really pretty down there in the springtime when Joe is back here in the snowstorms in Atlanta.
Right.
Really fun.
And that's my point. That's my point. But you are the one who gets up in all those other weeks and, you know, deals with those challenges more than any of us. So it's impressive, but it's just nice to know that when you wake up on Saturday morning and you turn the radio on and there you are teaching us something new. And that's the beauty of, you know, listening to you every week. And the other thing I wanted to tell you, Walter, is that 25 years into this, you sound as excited on this Saturday as you probably did the first few Saturdays you did this.
Maybe
and your enthusiasm just comes through the airways and it inspires and excites us all.
I've got an air check from close to back there, Joe. I'll have to go listen to it and see if I do sound as excited and not as scared. So, I don't know. Joe, I want to talk to you a little bit, briefly. We only have a couple of minutes here. But you are doing really good stuff with Facebook Live, teaching classes on gardening and growing things. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, well, we're using technology to do that a lot these days. Like, for example, today at 10 o'clock, I'm doing a live webinar to over 2,000 people on teaching them the five principles to create a garden to weather any storm. And so, you know, you put the message out there through your subscribers and through social media and allow people in. But I'm telling you, Walter, it's such a great opportunity to get your word out to people that you've never met before and just share that wisdom and that inspiration. And so we're using that technology to do that. And
how do you register for it? How do you get on the Facebook Live account?
The Facebook Live is just Joe Gardner Facebook group. And okay. then joegardner.com/learn is a great way to get some information when they're not listening to you.
Does it cost money? Do you have to register no. ahead of time?
No, the webinar is free, and those Facebook Lives are free. Yeah.
Gee,
yeah,
Joe, what a great guy. Free information on the airwaves. Who could believe that something like that could work? Yeah, it does.
Exactly. It's a beautiful thing.
Joe Lample, joegardner.com. Get the details there and the links to the Facebook Live 10 o'clock this morning. Learn about how to start plants. Joe, it's great talking to you. Thanks for calling in.
You too, Walter. Take care. Happy anniversary.
See you soon, Joe. Thanks for calling. It's 8:28 at News Talk WSB. Mickey Gasaway will be here. We'll talk about what is the Pike pick of the weekend, what is on sale at Pike Nursery this weekend. Our number, 404-872-0750. We'll be back after news.
It's the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. It's brought to you by Pike Nurseries, your neighborhood garden center, playing in the dirt for more than 50 years. Call now with your lawn and garden questions at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. And now, here's Walter.
It's 8:35 on a Saturday morning. I'm carefully wiping food, delicious, delicious food off of my fingers right here in front of the microphone. Because my friend David Danzig from the sales staff here at WSB brought breakfast in this morning, and he brought some nom, 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 good, good, good food from the Joy Cafe. Joy Cafe is up Peachtree Street, convenient, easy enough to get to, right there at Peachtree and 12th. That breakfast burrito, Dancing, mighty tasty, and the chocolate chip flapjacks, boy, oh boy, oh boy. So, David Dancing, thank you so much. Put your microphone on if you want to say hello.
Hello, Walter.
Hello, David.
Hello.
David Dancing is the salesperson who is the liaison of WSB to Pike Nursery. Desiree Hyman is here this morning with a mouthful right now, eating breakfast as well.
Yeah, put her on the spot.
No,
she'll
I'm not
love that.
Ask her to say anything. But nonetheless, I appreciate the work that you do, David, because you're actually the one who keeps the show on the air, because if Pike did not sponsor the show, then I would be out on the street.
It's a glorious chicken and egg relationship, mm-hmm. and one of the great partnerships in the city of Atlanta. When you talk about great brands, WSB, Pike Nursery, yep. Walter Reeves, what an incredible trifecta. Congratulations, 25 years, and such an honor to work with you, my friend.
Spoken as a true salesman.
Yes, thank you. Please advertise. Other companies, please call in. Ask for David Danzig.
David Danzig, right here at your service, WSB.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Thank you, David. I do appreciate that. Appreciate all the years you and I have spent together, and also the years that I've spent with my friend, with my cursor, my friend. The cursor is not quite the right word you want to use to introduce Mickey Gasaway.
That didn't sound very nice.
It didn't, did it, Mickey? But
okay.
I have something on my screen that I'm supposed to move called the cursor, and sometimes I want to curse it because it doesn't appear where I want it to be. But
I was going to sing happy anniversary to you, but they told me that they would probably cut me off the air if I did. So
I was going to sing this joy, 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 joy down in my heart because it was Joy Cafe that catered our breakfast this morning. So one of us is going to sing, and maybe neither of us should sing.
Okay, all right.
Oh, Mickey, so how long have we known each other, Mickey?
I don't know. I think I have 2011. I think that was
I don't remember.
Anyway. I don't either.
In the midst of time, and you and I both have been in the business long enough that we've run across each other, even maybe before that, and don't remember it.
I have one thing I want to mention.
What?
That you were talking about the Dawn Redwoods.
Yeah.
I wrote a paper about Dawn Redwoods that are growing in Dallas, Georgia.
Now, we weren't talking about Dawn Redwoods. We were talking
I'm
about
sorry.
Coast Redwoods.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, forget it. Forget it. Stan called me and said, he said that they didn't, so blame Stan on that. Okay, forget
they're
it.
Different
I didn't say that.
Redwoods. They're different. There's the coastal redwood, which Jason's dad is growing successfully.
These are Metasequoia.
Yeah, they're Dawn Redwood.
Dawn Redwood,
you're right. And your husband Stan is right, too. Dawn Redwood goes great in Georgia. terrific
yeah,
plant.
They are.
And they grow
well,
tall.
I should have been listening. My fault.
Be careful when you plant them because they will fall on your house. No, they won't fall, but they'll just overpower your
They're
house.
They're huge. So yeah. They are enormous. But anyway, okay, sorry. Okay.
So we don't have Dawn Redwoods on sale at Pike today, but we do have other things that are on sale. Tell us about it.
Okay, we have all our birding supplies, and that means the birdhouses and the bird feeders and all the bird seed and the suet cakes and all the stuff in the birding department is on sale.
Well, how much off?
For 20% off today. Okay. Today only.
Okay, that's Saturday. Only Saturday.
Yes.
Don't go in Sunday.
Yes.
Are they marked, or do you have to tell the cashier that it's 20% off?
No, you don't have to tell them. They're going to do it today.
Okay. All right, good, 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 good. And the chips, the mulch and stuff is on sale as well, right?
That's right. It's $4 for $10, so that's a good deal.
I went to go yesterday, pick some up yesterday. Is that both today and tomorrow for the mulch?
I'm not sure. I think it is. I think it's today and tomorrow.
Yeah. That's a deal. That's a deal.
I hope Stan's listening to this because we need some.
Okay. So I do too. And so I may run by the Toco Pike and see if I can get some of my mulch this morning before they go home from the station this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, so 20% off for the birding supplies. And you got a birding class, isn't that coming up?
We do have a birding class at all the stores. And they are, this is my passion. Of course, everybody knows how much I love the birds. And this is the perfect time. I mean, my yard is full of birds right now. I saw pine warblers yesterday.
Wow.
Of course, we see the cardinals. And I saw bluebirds in another friend's feeder the other day.
Yeah.
So there are just all kinds of birds out there, chickadees and nuthatches and all the rest of them. So hopefully everybody will come in and learn how to attract the birds to your yard and
that's
what you need for a good bird environment.
10 o'clock this morning?
10 o'clock this morning at all the stores.
All Pike Nursery stores, 10 o'clock this morning. 20% off on bird feeding supplies and birding supplies. Mulch on sale, the chips on sale for four for $10, four big bags for $10. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So go find your Pike Nursery. Now, that would be present a conundrum. Where would one find all the locations of the Pike Nurseries in Atlanta, Mickey?
At PikeNursery.com.
I guess you would. Mickey, it's great talking to you once
again. Great talking to you. See you soon.
25
Bye.
Years ahead of us. We shall see. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take one call before I talk to Mark Banta, because Mark will appreciate this call. Wolf, down in Noonan, Georgia, join us on Lawn and Garden. Wolf, hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's going on, Wolf?
Well,
come on, put it out, Wolf. I know you got something weird you want to talk to me about. It's all right with me.
All right.
Oh, bless his heart. It was sad. Wolf recently, and this is why I'm thinking, I know this is a thing that Mark would appreciate. Wolf recently had his dog passed away. And so I think what Wolf is going to ask is how we can get us a flowering bush to plant to memorialize the dog. Is that right, Wolf?
Correct.
Oh, bless your heart. Can you tell me, is it a big dog, a little dog, what breed, or just a lovable mix? What do you think?
No, he was a bull mastiff.
Oh, nice, big, strong dog.
Yeah, the whole neighborhood came over to help bury him.
Oh, man, that's great. Yeah. Let's put something fun there. Yeah.
Well, they all took a vote that the next dog had to be a chihuahua.
Wolf, I sort of see what's going on there. So,
well, you know how us Southern guys are.
Yeah.
We love our dogs better than we love people.
If you want a place to go, Wolf, or just an afternoon, evening, or I guess a weekend getaway, over in Tennessee, there is a coon dog cemetery, which will tell you how much people in the South love their dogs. My brother went there. He says, unbelievable. The epitaph has been written for those dogs that are buried in the cemetery.
No, it's everywhere. I'm a Yankee transplant.
Well, we're welcome and, here.
Yeah, and I've been here since 98. But up there, my neighbor had a champion coon dog, or not a coon dog, but a pointer.
Yeah.
And he passed away, and his neighbor, he dug a hole big enough to bury a truck in. And they went out to get him out of the dog kennel, and he was missing. and his hunting partner got him and put him in his dog cemetery. They actually had, we have tombstones and all that stuff.
Sure, yeah, but, sure, absolutely.
But what I'm wanting to do is, because it's about a 6x12 area that we put him in.
Yeah.
And I either want to, I really love the, and I'm going to mispronounce it, but camellia bush.
Yep,
that, sure. That flowers in January.
Yuletide, white by the, white by the gate. Perfect plant. Wolf, I got it right here. The camellia you want, you just write this down. The camellia you want is white by the gate.
Well, actually, I've always been partial to the, I think it's a Pope Pius Red.
Then plant it next door to it, too. But Pope Pius Red will be fine. It'll grow fine in Georgia, and certainly would grow nicely there in your
but it,
area.
But I was worried about with him doing, you know, the chemical changes to the soil. What do I need to do to the soil?
Won't make any difference at all. I'm sure. So again, the Pope Pius Red would do nicely. Camellias are very well adapted to Georgia. Certainly Noonan, you see them all over. Noonan, of course, and the white by the gate. A friend of mine, Marcia Yeager, posted a picture of her big white flower. Oh man, just made your heart melt to see that. So white by the gate is what I think is good and for a memorial kind of shrub. And you put Pius Red because of that deep red on that. I think that's a good choice too.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it was great talking to you. So sorry for hearing the passing of your pup. It's really sometimes heartbreaking for a dog to pass away. Mark Banna joins us right now. Mark has had experience with dogs passing away and with interesting questions regarding dogs in his career at the Extension Service and now with the Piedmont Park Conservancy. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Walter. Just a quick call in to congratulate you on your 25th anniversary. And I was reminiscing, you know, we've known each other now, I think, 35 years. Yep. So we certainly got some interesting questions back in the day with our friend Newton Hogg.
Yep. And Mark started in DeKalb County. Then he went to the Extension Service in, was it Cobb or Fayette next, Mark?
Fayette next, and then up to Cobb. You know, they had figured out I wasn't too smart, so they had to move me on to the next spot.
Right.
But it was a great career, and certainly have enjoyed working with you through the years, Walter. You're an amazing guy and do a great job. And I appreciate you letting me listen in on that call. It was it made me tear up at first, and then I got a good chuckle out of it.
Exactly.
But we're ready to go get a new dog now. It's kind of interesting on timing. I had no idea that that caller was going to ask that question.
Right. And then, of course, Mark's now career is the are you the CEO? Is that your actual title of the Piedmont Park Conservancy?
Yeah, President, CEO, and Head Bottle Washer.
Yeah.
So we do, you know, when you're a small team like that at Piedmont Park, we do what we need to do and enjoy every minute of it.
Trash gets picked up. Mark Banna picked up that trash. Sure did, right there at Piedmont Park. Take care of the park, everybody, because Mark doesn't want to work that hard. Mark, it's great talking to you. Thanks so
much, Walter. Appreciate you, buddy. Happy anniversary.
You bet. Thanks for calling, Mark.
Bye.
404-872-0750. The number on Lawn and Garden is 847. We'll be back after this.
Congratulations to Walter Reeves, celebrating 25 years on WSB. Now, back to the Lawn and Garden Show.
I've got a joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Deep down in my heart, it's down in my heart. I've got a joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. To stay.
Jason Byers, sometimes
happy, happy,
I think you are more of a genius than you normally are. Jason Byers bringing joy, joy, joy into the music station, into the music this morning, I should say, because of the Joy Cafe. They catered our breakfast this morning. Do appreciate them at Peachtree and 12th here near the station. Appreciate that. Appreciate Jason Byers for doing such a good job with our music today. The best garden show music in the world, of course. Quick weather update brought to you by Ackerman Security. Rain likely today, evening thunderstorms, temperatures dropping. 63 is the high this afternoon. Tonight, 33. Ooh, that's going to be tough going down. Tomorrow, cold and windy. High of 39, low of 23. Your full weekend forecast comes within 10 minutes on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. I think we should go to Richard. Maybe we can get him in. Let's see. Richard, you've been waiting so long. Let's talk about your shrub. What have you got there, Richard?
Hey.
Hey.
Look, I just want to say congratulations for 25 years.
Thank
I listen
you.
To you at 6:30 every morning on the way to a Gideon prayer breakfast, and you do a wonderful job.
Thank you, Richard. What you got on the bush, though?
No, I've got this bush I planted 10 years ago, and it's supposed to, when I planted it, it was made in a 5-gallon pail, and it had these real nice clumps of orange berries on them.
Mm-hmm.
and it hasn't had orange berries since. And I don't know if it needs another plant or what. It's really healthy.
First, besides bush, do we know anything else on what it is named, Richard?
I don't know the name of it, but it's you see it around. You see it all over the place. It gets these orange berries. It's got thorns on it. If you're cutting it at all, you got to watch out for the thorns.
Mm-hmm.
I got it out of one of the big stores, and
I'm looking. I'm thinking through my little limited mental database, thinking orange berries, bush with stickers. Pyracantha is the one that I think the most is it tall? So it wants to be pretty rangy and tall, Richard.
It gets very tall.
Let's go pyracantha there. Possibly pyracantha. Pyracantha. It has orange berries, big clusters. Clusters of orange berries. That's the closest I can get. Tell you what, Richard, if it is not pyracantha, you really want to know what it is, go outside, take some pictures of it. The orange berries would be nice. And submit them on my website to the place that says Name That Plant. There's a little button on the side of my webpage, Name That Plant. And it says upload some pictures, give me some details, and me or Laura or one of the other people that likes to identify plants will identify it for you. That's what you do if you don't know what it is. WalterReeves.com. By the way, on WalterReeves.com, you can subscribe to our newsletter. We've got 20,000 people subscribed to it now. It's free, completely free. It comes in every other Thursday. All we really need to know is your email address and your zip code, so we sort of know where we're sending it. We don't spam you with anything else from the station. It's just the Garden Web Newsletter, we call it, every other Thursday. Completely free, WalterReeves.com. You can follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, follow me on Pinterest, all those weed control pictures that I have on Pinterest. And by the way, speaking of Twitter, you need to follow Ashley Frasca. Ashley Frasca does such a good job of the traffic job that she does here at Ashley Frasca WSB. She's awesome doing that. And of course, you want to follow Pike Nursery too. Where would we follow Pike Nursery, Desiree Hammond? Where would we follow Pike?
Pike Nursery. That easy.
At Pike Nursery. Pike Nursery. And WSB, David Danzig.
You can follow me at Bites and Sights if you want to find great food like
Bites.
Joy Cafe.
At Bites and Sights.
B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S. Get everything.
Jason Byers, does he have a Twitter handle that we need to follow him as well? Jason, do you have a Twitter handle?
No social media for me.
No social media for the man with the music in his head over there. All right. It's been a great Saturday morning. Again, we're celebrating. Yeah, celebrating, this is the word, 25 years hosting the Lawn and Garden Show, and I have enjoyed just about every minute of it, today especially. Thanks so much for those who called in. I appreciate that. Jason getting the great music this morning, including Joy, Joy, Joy. Ashley for answering questions off the air, making everybody happy. Desiree, David, thank you for being here. Mark, Bruce, the rest of them who called in this morning. We'll see you next Saturday morning, my friends. Another edition of Lawn and Garden, 6 a.m. Saturday. Dave Baker, by the way, straight ahead at Habitat for Humanity. Stay tuned. Clark Howard, Dave Baker, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, excuse me.